time you are listening to this podcast. My name is Chuck, resident member of the Garrison Division, and we have waited long enough. And you got my co-host.
Hi, my name is Asta this week, and my girl Mikasa is simping hard, and you are listening to another week of Black on Titan.
Whew. So, since we had two episodes this week, even though we're not doing both in this singular podcast, how the heck did you enjoy Savagery?
Savagery. It's kind of everything that I thought it was going to be. Well, besides the part where I saw everybody on Twitter talking about Armin this, Armin that, Armin carried the show on his back. And I'm like, did y'all mean that Armin ended up on his back? I'm confused. Because where did Armin carry the show? After he got his ass whooped, I kind of forgot about him.
He was barely even in the show.
Yeah, that really confused me. So I guess that was something that they kind of spoiled but didn't, because I still wasn't expecting what came.
No, not at all.
But
yeah, no, I kind of, much like you, felt the same. Like, it was pretty much not exactly. But it was pretty much what I thought would happen in the episode. Like, yeah, I mean, we can get into our predictions, but we pretty much wrote the episode 2 weeks ago. Like,
let's get into our predictions.
Yeah. So if you go back and you listen to the old episodes, I remember I predicted that Flock was going to do some bullshit. And the conversation that the big three had was not going to go well. Mm-hmm. And the conversation went worse than I thought it was going to go, honestly. Like, Aaron had some daggers for these people that I thought, you know, he loved unconditionally. But, and then Flock, yeah, well, there's no need to discuss him more than we'll have to. But he did do some bullshit. I predicted.
Yeah, I also predicted that Flock was going to have something to do with some bullshit. And what else did I predict? Whatever I predicted. I said that Levi was going to have to do something, lose his comrades.
Yeah, you said Levi was going to lose his friends.
Yeah, and I knew that Warren was going to be significant. And it is just interesting how significant it was. But yeah, we can just get into the show.
Yeah. So it picks us up from kind of where we left off a couple of weeks ago with that scene where Aaron walks in and Armin and Mikasa are speaking with Gabby, and they're ridiculing her about how kill-thirsty she is. And then they spoke of the devil, and Lucifer himself showed up at their door. And Aaron comes in, and that's where we were left. But now we get the conversation. And I just find it funny that, like, from the get-go, Armin wasted no time asking the questions. Like, Armin was like, where you been? What you been doing? What's your plan? Did they get in your head? And Aaron's like, I mean, I'm just here so I don't get fined, really. Like, Aaron is really not caring what they say. But he does choose to answer their questions.
Did he?
And, I mean, in a roundabout way.
He said, I am free.
Which was the answer to this question? Are you being manipulated? I am free. Did yelling to get to you? I am free. Like, I mean, it works. But they had their own questions about that. But Aaron was pretty much just saying that everything that he has chosen to do is his decision. So they don't need to worry about that. And they didn't want to believe him. And when they didn't want to believe him, Mikasa started trying to appeal to their childhood friendship. And that's where things kind of got, not even kind of, that's where they got downright heartbreaking. Like, just really sad, mean, nasty.
Mm-hmm. Unnecessarily.
Unnecessarily. Like, Aaron didn't have to do that. Aaron really didn't have to do that. But, like, Mikasa was trying to talk about, like, yeah, you gave me this scarf, and you wouldn't hurt innocent children or anybody. Like, even if they were enemies, like, that's just not who you are. Like, you care about people. And then Aaron's like, you know what? While we're on the topic, I found out some stuff about the Ackermans. And how did he find this stuff out? I'm assuming Zeke knew.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, you know what? You're a slave.
Just call this girl a peasant slave.
Like, all you're going to do is serve. Like, all you're going to do is try to save whoever the king of Eldia is. And that's why you try to save me, because I gave you a command. And you've been following it ever since. Matter of fact, I've hated you ever since we were kids. Like, and it was at that point that I was just like,
what? Obviously he's lying.
You really feel so?
Of course.
So you don't think that Aaron feels that way about them? Well, actually, wait, before I say them, because he had the chopper out for Armin, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, when he was talking about, like, because, you know, they've been questioning, like, has he been pretty much hypnotized? And then Aaron's like, you still visiting Annie, ain't you? Like, you part Bertolt. Like, talk to me proper. Like, we ain't even on the same level. Like, you got a crush on a bitch, and you ain't even used to like her.
And she your enemy. Quote, unquote.
It's like Aaron knew that nigga was caressing the egg.
I'm sure. When he said that, he was like, I always hated you. I thought he was talking to Armin. Because I was like, yeah, me too. And then I was mad.
That he's talking to Mikasa?
Yes!
Like, I just can't... Like, I know you said that you think he ain't serious, but I just can't see him saying something like that to Mikasa.
I just feel like it's the ulterior motives here.
Man, you got more faith in Aaron than a lot of folk. Because I lost... During the course of this conversation, I lost all respect and hope for Aaron's character. Like, I'm hoping that he has some late stage redemption, but like, I don't see it. Like, he was like, I mean, he did tell some truths. Like, Armin is emotionally being manipulated, and Mikasa.
I mean, Armin was also lying about not having those memories either.
Yes. See, I don't know. See, that actually makes me wonder some things about Armin. Like, since he was lying about having those memories, and he's clearly keeping some things, it's like, how much do you, like, do you think that we can trust Armin? Because, you know, like, Aaron just said he's being manipulated by the enemy. He has an enemy inside him that's in love with another enemy and all that. He got enemyception going on. So, like, do you trust Armin?
Have I ever?
Okay. Fair. I just think you don't like people with blonde hair.
That's probably true.
But I don't know. I don't know if I trust Armin anymore, because I did think he was going to, I did have a sinking feeling that he was going to do some sneaky stuff with Annie, like maybe set her free or something like that. But I'm not sure, because Aaron made some very good points for as bad as the stuff was. But before we get into the aftermath of the conversation, I would like to get into the Ackerman of the conversation. So, like, when Aaron was explaining how Mikasa's Ackerman powers worked and whatnot, like, and he was saying that they were designed, like, the Ackermans were designed to pretty much protect. Are the Ackermans Eldians that were modified in the way that Zeke was talking about? They could be modified later. Well, next episode, really. When he's talking about, like, how the body and the whole composition could be changed. Is that what he was talking about?
So, I think the Ackerman, I don't know if they were, you know, changed by the founding time power, or from what I've read, they've always said just Titan science. So, you know, how Tom was doing science research and stuff like that. Apparently, like, you know, they've been doing that for X amount of years. So when, you know, they were created to be the keepers of the king, essentially, I don't know if that just was part of the founding Titan little diddly do and, you know, how it works, or if it was like some experiments done. So I don't know for sure.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was curious about that, and how that worked, because when he was describing, you know, the, like, how she had the flashbacks to the scene where he was like, he triggered her or whatever. Mm-hmm. He gave her the he gave her Order 66. It was, I don't know, like, I was just kind of like, huh, like how exactly does that work? Because they gave us more information about the Ackerman gene than ever. And also, that leads me to another Ackerman question. Who's Levi's host? Like, who's Levi protecting?
Kenny?
Because he has... Kenny?
I think that would be who activated his Ackerman gene.
But is with your Ackerman gene... Okay, I would get that. Okay. But with your Ackerman gene, like, because it seems like Mikasa is like,
it's like a life or death situation.
I mean, but she's like always protecting Aaron. Like, you even see later when Armin first went to go swing on Aaron, she stopped him. And then that was when Aaron was like, hi, I told you. So, like, that, like, does
Levi, I don't think that's real, honestly.
You don't think that's real?
No.
Which part?
Like, the host.
So, do you think Aaron manipulated Mikasa into doing that?
I think Aaron is manipulating everything.
Got you. The irony.
Yeah.
But speaking of Armin trying to punch Aaron, after Aaron pretty much reads his best friends for filth, Armin took a front to it because
I've never seen him act like that.
Well, after he told Mikasa that he hated her, I think that was a wrap. Because Armin, like, even when they was kids, Armin wasn't really just big on fighting. Like, Armin was down to get bullied to be left alone. But when Aaron was like, you know, ever since I was little, I've hated you, Armin lost it. And then he lost the fight.
Yeah, then he said this one, it was never going to be a fair fight. Whoop that nigga ass.
Like, bro, like, I mean, we all knew this was a fight that Armin kicked was not going to win.
True. Like, but it was just like, why? Mikasa telling him to stop. Gabby's sitting over there, can't move, stuck. All her big eyes looking around the room, shook. She was talking big cash money shit. Like, she was going to whoop his ass when she saw him. Bitch couldn't move.
Hey, when she saw Aaron
she kept her hands on the table.
Huh?
She kept her hands on the table.
Oh, yes, she did. She wasn't breaking that rule for nothing. Yo, when Aaron and Armin was fighting, and Aaron had all of these moves, I was thinking, man, Armin, you should turn to the Colossal Titan and just step on him. Like, that's your best option. Because otherwise, it's looking slow for you, my boy.
What's so funny is, like, those moves look like Annie's moves.
High key. Like, when he, like, sidestepped.
And,
Hey. That's funny. Because, I mean, do you remember...
All that caressing he been doing ain't learned nothing.
I mean, you remember in, like, season one or two when Aaron was trying to train with Annie? Like, I damn near do think those were Annie's moves.
And even when they were fighting each other as Titans, he still was trying to study her.
He was. See? The baddest bitch in the game. She ain't even been around for like two seasons.
I know, right? I don't fuck with her, but moving along.
Gotta respect her. Moving along. Goodness. You know, the Jaegerist came and tried to check on Aaron, and then he was like, I'm good. I got this situation under control. But, you know, y'all can come with me, y'all being Mikasa and Armin. And then he was like, bring the little brat too. You know, the chick that killed Sasha. She can enjoy this show. You know, she might want to see this.
He didn't even give her that much energy. He just said, bring the girl to kill Sasha.
He did.
Ugh. Like, I don't want to know nothing else about you, but you know what? I know you killed Sasha.
And I think that might be a sticking point for him. Because I don't care what Connie thinks. Aaron was hurt when he found out Sasha got killed. And pretty much telling Mikasa and Armin to take him to Zeke. And then the show writers proceed to take us to Zeke.
So, yes, it takes us to Zeke back in the forest, and Levi is talking. Is this when Levi is talking to the other two guys? And no, because
he's up in the tree and he's talking about,
And so, of course, you remember when I told you that Zeke was listening? You was like, you really think Zeke listening? And I was like, anything is possible. Of course, Zeke was listening. Because he's read this book 7 times. And I'm like, who even gave you a book? But
honestly, would have been treating
him. But you know what? He needs to be doing something. Because if he not, he up to something. But he was up to something anyway.
See, that's why you just need to put him in a straitjacket.
I mean, you gotta put a muzzle on him first.
Yeah. Should've.
But Levi was like, I don't care what Pixie say, Zeke getting sliced up. And you know, he's like, let them know. And they're like, okay. And so they run off. And then, well, Levi was thinking about Erwin during this time and how, you know, he felt like he was going to, I guess, complete his mission or, you know, see this through, essentially. Especially in regards to getting revenge on Zeke. And so Levi thinking about Erwin, and then you look down and Zeke is gone. Running and turning. Everyone who was just in the trees that was supposed to be, you know, on the lookout if Zeke turned into a beast titan, they just got turned into titans themselves.
You know, that whole scene with him running, like, it was hilarious to me. Like, I know
when Zeke was running away?
Yes.
Like, in the titan's arms?
No, no. Actually, that one was funny, too. But, like, when he put the book down and you just see these fluttering pages and then he's just running away, it struck me as very comical just in the timing and the way that they did it. And then the way the camera flashed back and Levi was like, what?
No, for real. But, of course, you know, this was all done after Zeke realized that all the wine was gone. And I'm just really concerned how long this spinous fluid is supposed to stay in people's system. Like, if, you know, they've been there a month and the wine is all gone and everything, like, how long does this, does it take, like, 2 weeks to get it regenerated out your system? Or is it in there forever? Like, you know, is it a part of you? I don't know. That's
it. All it takes is, like, a drop, apparently.
Shit. I honestly, I can't. I need some more science about that. But, yeah, so Zeke running away definitely was funny. But, no, Zeke running away in old girl arms. I was just like, I'm done. Like, how can he do all of that in a scream? Like, command these titans to do all of this, whatever. Because these titans were super fast.
They was climbing, like, trees.
That's never been heard of before.
Yo.
So these titans are doing things that we ain't never seen titans do. And it's like, how can you do that in a scream? Is it like go from your brain to your scream and the titans automatically know what you're saying? I'm just so lost. Like, how does this work? But it makes me very uncomfortable, especially because these people literally begged for their death by begging for this wine. And everybody want to have the wine because everybody want to be an MP. And look at you. Look at you. Look at you now.
Dead. All things want to be an MP.
Exactly. But they just wanna have whatever they have. And it's unfortunate that because of that, you know, Levi likes to drink his tea. He was the only one who's still alive and killed them all in like 2 seconds. The fact that Zeke is running in a Titan's arm at full speed. Like, he's not running on his own feet. Like, Titan feet distance between feet length, that's different. That's a whole different ball game. So the fact that Levi is swinging through these trees like he's Tarzan and could catch up to Zeke so quickly, like, that's just skill and talent that does not go unnoticed. Shout out to Levi Ackerman. And I love seeing Zeke's face when he realized that Levi had caught up to him, because he was just like, what the fuck? Like, I know he not right here. I know he not.
Because he was talking so much shit as he was running away.
Because he was doing his whole little monologue. Like,
he was like, I know you care about your comrades. You're not going to do shit about that. You're not going to slice them up.
And this time, I'm just like, that was a misjudgment on your part, because you did not think about how many people that they've actually had to kill that turned into titans. Like, you'll never understand, because this isn't your reality. This is his. And so he literally had to do like you said, he had to do this in these woods before. And, you know, not necessarily kill his comrades, but watch his comrades get killed in front of his eyes. And so it's just like, he's been there, done that. Be original. Like, he found new ways to outmaneuver you in these woods. And this is not even your playing field. But here you are thinking he turns into beast height, thinking you about to do something. Did nothing. Got taken out of your beast height within 5 seconds.
Levi love kicking the beast height ass.
And it's like every time he tears you to pieces, every time you ain't won yet. It ain't been a draw.
You would think he'd be tired of it.
Like, he is scared. He got PTSD now. That's why he looked so scared when he heard them that ODM gear.
He is
shook. He thought he had, like, he was like 20 times. He's not getting out of this one. You thought wrong.
It was for an accurate count, it was 27 because he ran away with 3 and he had 30 people in there. So Levi killed 20. Levi killed 27 Titans in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah. I don't even think it was a couple of minutes.
Honestly. Honestly, it wasn't. It couldn't have been.
Like, he thought about it, and he was like, damn, they all gotta go.
Right. He was like, pour some out for the homies. Some tea, specifically.
Right. He told Zeke, you thought I wouldn't kill my comrades?
To kill you? Nigga, I'll kill my comrades.
Been there. No, for real. Been there. Done that. He's like, but no, you, I'm going to kill you for sure.
Man. You know.
And I need to see that.
You know when Zeke started throwing Titan body parts and all that whatnot?
Oh my God, yes.
I was just like,
excessive.
Desperate.
Yes, we said, you're getting desperate, you hairball.
Like, really? You throwing body parts? And Levi just zooming through them shits effortlessly.
My man is 5'4". You think you're going to catch him? My little nugget can get through these woods quicker than you can think.
Not your little nugget.
Yeah, he was definitely very desperate at that point. But he was scared. I mean, and I would be scared of Levi too. Especially if I didn't got sliced and diced up and filet mignon by him on multiple occasions. And especially because Zeke is used to besting other people. So, you know, who's ever beaten him besides Levi? Probably no one.
I mean, never mind, that's next episode, but everybody in his class beat his ass.
That's the past.
But yeah, that was,
yeah, that was, I love the way Levi pulled him up out that, first of all, blew him up out the beast titan.
Perfect.
And then pulled his decaying body out by the head and said, come here, Beardy.
And then
I really wonder what it's gonna say in dub.
Hopefully it's come here, little bitch. But that gotta have Big Sean do the dub for that one. Just a little bit.
That would be very appropriate. We need to tweet Big Sean about that.
Right. Like, hey, Big Sean, if you don't watch Black on Titan, Attack on Titan, but you know, you should check out Black on Titan too. If you don't watch Attack on Titan, you should, just so you can get in to do this one part. I just need it. Matter of fact, whenever it comes out, I'm going to make sure that I do some video editing and I'm going to get that clip.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna be your own production team.
Mm-hmm. I'm just put I'm gonna download.
How about you just send me your voice?
Nah, I'm just snatching from a song.
Okay.
And you know how people be like putting audio clips over video? I'm gonna download the whole clip because that is an awesome fight scene. And I'm gonna have the whole fight scene because, you know, everybody gonna want to watch it. And then at the very end, when he's dragging him away, he's gonna have that Big Sean little bitch when he says, "Come here," and dragging him away. Yep, I can already see it.
Okay, that escalated quickly. Moving along, we go to, after all of this takes place in the forest, we cut to Commander Shadas.
Yes, we have one of my season one faves in Shadas. he's out here giving another speech, but there's no potato girl this time, so not happening. But he's talking to these new recruits, and these are some disrespectful, handful of them are some disrespectful people, because one of the dudes in the back, while Shadas is just up here, you know, chewing people out and all this whatnot. And the cadets in the back are discussing about how the military that Eldia has is really outdated. They're still trying to fight Titans, but now we got to fight people. And now we have some new problems to deal with, but you still have Shadow's old self up here giving us the same lectures that Aaron got when he was, all he wanted to do was kill Titans. So Four Eyes is in the back, and he's talking about, like, yeah, you know, Elliot's only hope is for the Jaegerist to come and actually take full control, because nobody else pretty much has the balls to do what needs to be done to save Eldia. And this is another, speak of the devil and they shall come. Like, this is just a reoccurring thing with these Jaegerists, because if you speak them up, they just show up at your door.
He was waiting. He already had seen the group message before he came.
Oh, so this was like how they was planning out the insurrection on Reddit, like 2 weeks beforehand.
Yep.
Got you.
Yep. That's how they all knew to be at the same place at the same time.
Yeah. So Flock, he is the ban of the show. Like, bitch ass nigga, all caps. He comes in and he starts trying to regulate, and he's talking funky to Shadas. And Shadas is like, unless you point these guns at people, you pretty much all caps with me, bitch ass nigga. And Flock,
if you're not black, don't think about it.
Absolutely. So when that happens, and he's like, yeah, you only something behind the barrel of that gun. Like, I feel like Shadas is just a second away from saying, put that gun down and let's get it popping. Because he says,
but you know, he's not anything without people.
Who, Flock?
He's
barely anything with people. Like, Flock doesn't. Flock doesn't command respect. Flock, being Aaron's lapdog, is what people like. Like, people are like, oh, Aaron, nobody's listening to Flock. Flock is just his proxy because Aaron's not there. Like, and he doesn't even, oh my gosh, I don't even think Aaron likes Flock. I don't think Aaron trusts Flock.
He probably doesn't.
Like, but, you know, when Flock is in here trying to, and he's like, Flock really tries to act all high and mighty. Like, you know, like, he's really trying to act like he's the one in charge whenever he goes places. And that's why he probably goes so many places without Aaron. Because he knew if he went, like, imagine if Aaron would have pulled up with Shadas, or pulled up to the training where Shadas is at. Flock wouldn't be talking all this. Flock would just be sitting there in the back like a good little boy. But Shadas knows this, and that's why he's like, no one cares what you like. I think he called him a little gang of ass wipes. He's like, no one cares what y'all say. And that's a fact. And Flock proceeds to try to shoot him. And he misses shooting his foot. And Flock was like, and Hanji was like, what is you doing? And Flock's like, I thought that would speed things up. And if we need any more confirmation that Flock is a bitch ass nigga, like, he can't even shoot a dude that's 5 feet away in the foot with a rifle. Like, there's like so little margin for error. And he got all of the margin. Like, nothing but error. And Shadis, I think when that happened, he started realizing where he was at. But Shadis, you know, he ain't gonna back down. He ain't gonna nothing. So Flock begins to address the cadets, and he says that, you know, the Jaegers have taken over. Y'all cadets, join us. Like, this is y'all chance to actually fight for Eldia. And he gives a half-assed rah-rah speech. And most of the cadets are like, no. But then you have the dude who was talking shit, and I guess a couple of people that agree with him, they all step up. It's like five of them. And they're like, you know, we'll join. We good. We support y'all, because they wanted the Jaegers anyway. And then Flock, because he's too much of a bitch to do it himself, he says that in order to prove y'all loyalty to me, y'all had to beat up Commander Shadis with y'all bare hands. And if you don't, then y'all going to jail. So it's a real ultimatum type shit. And I'm waiting for Flock to do any of his own dirty work. Like, any of it. Like, back to our earliest memories of him, he's been completely useless. Like, the most damage he's actually done was blowing up buildings and shooting the floor. So, yeah, that happens. And when he threatens them with jail time, because the Jaegerist terrorist, all in the same, when they come up and they provide the ultimatum of jail, I mean, everybody pretty much takes it. So Shadis is like, and this is one of my favorite lines, and because you can tell that they're scared of Shadis, like, even though it's like 50 of them. And Flock is like, if y'all don't fight him, y'all going to jail. And Shadis is like, fight me. I've been waiting for this. I don't care how many of them they are. Like, we can get it on popping and I'm going to win. But he did not win. And the whole time, Hanji's trying to talk him out of this, because, you know, Hanji is the morally respectful person. But it's kind of telling that after they beat Shadis to what looks like within an inch of his life, he's bloody and just
bruised.
Yeah, just shaking. But, like, you know, before they flash to it, you know, the little Arthur meme when he balls up his fist, they did that. Mm-hmm. But then after Shadis was beat up, they kind of, like, how they were holding themselves and holding their hands, I mean, I could be reading too much into it, but it looked like there was some tinge of regret from at least some of them. And Flock is just happy to beat the old ways out. And he's like, well, yeah, welcome to the team, pretty much. And he's ready to go. So, yeah. After that, they flash back to Aaron, and he's just kind of looking out. I think he's thinking about his brother Zeke. And that's kind of when Zeke wakes up and he gets a face full of Levi.
And so Levi has, what do you call those?
The Thunder Spears.
Yes, I couldn't remember the name when I was typing. Call him a bolt. Has a thunder bolt. That's what I was thinking of. Thunder spear and Zeke. And I'm pretty sure that makes it hard to regenerate as well if something is literally sticking out of your body. So Levi has the thunder spear and Zeke looks at it and vomits. And I was like, oh, wow. So you're scared. And then Levi does what to icing on top of this vomit cake? He chops off this man's legs while he is alive and awake. And that's scary.
He seemed like he was enjoying it.
Stop. That man was screaming.
No, Levi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That man definitely was enjoying it. But Zeke asked about his glasses before Levi chopped his legs off. And Levi said, it doesn't matter because you don't need those. But you know why? Because those were his daddy glasses. Which we'll talk about next episode.
I mean, we kind of got to see his daddy.
Mm-hmm, a little bit.
They was playing catch. Like, yo, time out. So that brings me to something. Because you know how I love baseball. How they got whole baseball in this environment? Like, they got gloves and a ball. That implies they have teams. Like, they got professional sports in the morning.
That's true. But they had airplanes for a while, so, I mean, air blimps.
They got professional sports in Marley? Like, how come they can't let the Eldians play sports, be their entertainment?
What the? Okay. Like, next.
It would be better than torturing these people.
I don't think that's an appropriate route either. Forcing them into labor of sports for personal entertainment.
I wonder, do they, like, what's the record? Like, I don't know. I'm really curious about sports and Marley after the way that this episode ended.
I mean, Charles. Chuck.
Charlie.
We are not going to talk about baseball anymore. We're going to move on.
Zeke could be a really good pitcher.
Because this episode is long enough.
Did you look at the previews for next week? Well, we watched the episode already. Never mind.
I was going to say, yes, it's going to be called Daddy Issues.
Oh my gosh, we're definitely naming the next episode Daddy Issues. But, you know, speaking of spoilers, since, you know, we already spoiled the previews for next week or this week. Or
well, I'm sure if they're listening to this, they've already watched it as well.
Right, right. So, do you have anything else about this episode? You want to get some jokes off real quick?
I'm too sleepy.
Let me see.
Spoilers.
Before we get to spoilers, I do just one thing that kind of stuck out to me in the whole when Levi, and I know this is taking it back to when Levi was in the trees and everything, but I thought it was cool how the Titans fell in the forest and they also fall in the intro. Like, I just love when you get that kind of foreshadowing. Because, I mean, you always get that kind of foreshadowing in the intro. But when you, like, you actually get to see it, and it's like, got you.
But I think you asked about those fallen times not long ago.
I know I asked about them at some point in time, because I thought they were going to be, like, bomb.
And she's like, I still haven't seen no fallen times.
Yeah, I mean, aside from the... You know what I still have?
The one from the
plane. You know what I still haven't seen? Speaking of intro stuff, in like season one or season two, they had floating animals in the intro. Like, they had a floating whale with glowing hearts. I ain't seen a single whale in the whole entire thing. Like, I don't even see animals for real, other than the ones that Sasha and her daddy be killing.
That's a spoiler.
That was for season two, and they bringing it up now? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. Well, I look forward to the answer on that one, because I've been waiting since I watched this, when I watched it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of spoilers, our segment this week, we're going to acknowledge some things that we knew beforehand, but we didn't know how it was going to happen. And so, yeah.
Yeah. So, the spoiler that I'm going to go with, I knew that Sasha was going to die. And I know y'all are probably tired of me talking about Sasha, but whatever. I knew that Sasha was going to die at some point in the season. I didn't know it was going to be like four episodes in or whatever. And I'm mad at the writers for getting me to kind of start to like Gabby in the beginning, because I wasn't prepared for Gabby to kill Sasha. And that put me at a crossroads, you know? So, but knowing that Sasha was going to die, and Sasha being pretty much my favorite character in the series, favorite, you know, non-main character, like, well, shit, I don't even like them niggas outside of Mikasa, really. But knowing that one of my favorite characters were going to die, it kind of, you know, it kind of provided me a cushion for the watch. Like, I didn't know when or where, because I try to avoid spoilers religiously, but it definitely helped, you know? That was probably my, like, favorite spoiler to know out of any of the spoilers I've found out for anything, because it allowed me to grieve preemptively.
Okay.
What about you?
I knew that Levi was going to be hurt, but I didn't know about who or how. It was more like, what? How is he going to be hurt? Who can hurt him? And so, of course, leave it to Zeke to find a way.
Man, Zeke lucked out, honestly. Because if Levi would have just tied the nigga up and cut him in half. Well, no, like, just tied him up. Like, cut him in half. But do you have any... Not do you have any predictions for next week, but I guess... Well, yeah, we don't need to make predictions for next week. Y'all can just tune in on Thursday and find out, because there's no more need in making predictions for
an episode that's already been released. You better have seen it.
And if you haven't seen it, you have till Thursday.
And, like, what are you waiting for? Next week is the last week until who knows when.
We'll get into it on Thursday, but there is no way next week is the last week. Like, if I sweater goat. If the series, like Attack on Titans, last episode is next week, it will officially move below Game of Thrones on my rankings. Just because, like, they would literally just take this whole thing and smash it into a wall. Like, at least Game of Thrones have its good theatrics when it wasn't too dark. But, like, I would just be so, I would be hurt. And I think I'd be even more hurt if they did this in the movie. I don't want to sit there and watch Attack on Titan. One really long episode for 2.5 hours. Like, how can your heart handle that stress? But do you have anything else?
No, we'll save it for Thursday.
Okay.
You can find me on Twitter at PrimaYana, and you can find Chuck on Twitter
Chuck underscore mate underscore.
You can find him there. You can find him anywhere. So you can also email us at blackontimeaot@gmail.com and rate us, subscribe, and tell your friends about it.
5 stars if you can.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Black on Time.